Blog Talk Radio.
We got a Robert Trino with
me. They call me Mr. Motivator.
Okay.
And that's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking at the whole society today. And I want to say to you, there are just right. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us. Welcome. This is the Mr. Motivated Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, reminding you to dare to dream and to keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life. Well, folks, today we have a great show lined up for you. We're going to talk about people are talking, and we're going to expound. And we're going to find out what people are talking about, where people want to go, what do people need right now, okay? Those of you that are listening, I want you to put down that chicken sandwich and that potato salad because it's time for you to get some inspiration and some motivation. So let's proceed with our show. I'm here, and I'm looking, and I hear people talking. People are talking all around me, and some people are talking about what they have need for. Some people are talking, discussing where the opportunities are and where they got to look to find those opportunities. Some people are talking about their sadness and their depression. Well, we got a great show lined up for you. We're going to tackle those issues. And I have a special guest who's appearing with us today. And I asked this guest to come on our show and to share some of his wisdom and advice in the areas that he specializes in. This is another successful businessman, and he travels the country. He's an awesome young man. This young man is motivated. He's goal-orientated, and he focuses on what's most important, and he has his life in order. And I'm going to let him introduce himself. He's going to give you his name and tell you what he does, and we're going to ask him a few questions and let you find out what people are talking about. Let's give a hand for him.
Good evening, people. This is Andre Henderson. I'm calling from Raleigh, Texas, and I want to let people know that, first of all, I'm here because God is good, and I want everybody to know that they are special, and they are all created in God's image. Now, my specific area of expertise has to do with saving energy and saving money. And one of the things that we do, I own a small business called Advanced NRG Solutions. Again, that's Advanced NRG Solutions. You can Google us and find us on the internet. And we specialize in helping homeowners and business owners reduce their energy consumption, which in fact saves them money and allows them to do more blessings with the blessings that they receive. One of the first areas that we like to let people know where, in fact, they can start saving energy both in their homes and in their businesses has to do with lighting. A lot of people aren't aware that lighting typically represents between 15 to 25% of your electric bill. Well, if you can shave off a few hundred dollars every month off of your electric bill, then think about what that's going to add up to on a yearly basis. Also, we like to introduce both homeowners and business owners to other types of technologies that are advantageous to them, meaning there are technologies such as tankless water heaters that allows you to use hot water but only pay for the hot water that you use. Let me back up and give you another example of that.
Okay.
When you go to your typical hot water tank, regardless if it's gas or electric, it's typically 40 to 60 gallons of water. when you think about how much hot water you use in your normal day, you may only use 5 or 10, maybe 15 gallons of hot water max during that day. Now, from an efficiency standpoint, if you're only using 15, or let's just max it up and say 20 gallons of hot water in a day, but yet you still have to pay to heat 40 to 60 gallons because that's what's in your hot water tank. That is extreme inefficiency. You're paying for this heating of water that you're not using. Another thing that you can do around your home is to verify the fact that this is an inefficient process for heating your home or heating the water in your home is if you go to the furthest tap from your water heater in your home or in your business and you turn on the hot water, how long does the water have to run before your water finally gets hot? Well, that's water that you're wasting because of the fact you don't need that cold water, you need hot water. So what these tankless water heaters do from a technology standpoint does is they provide you instant on hot water. So you never have to wait for that water to run for it to get hot again. You also, if you have large gatherings or you have family members that come over and there's a lot of people that's in your house, you never have to run out of hot water like you do with your typical hot water tank. So these are the kinds of technologies that we like to try to introduce to people to let them know that it'll improve the efficiency of their homes, and it'll also help them keep more money in their pocket so that they can do things with their family and help other people. These are the things that we like to try to promote. Here's Mr. Motivator.
Hey, Mr. Henderson, I really appreciate you said some things that I was unaware of myself, and I'm so glad that you decided to be on our show today because this is the main thing that I think people are talking about, the economy. People are talking about they're in a financial crunch. People want to know what can they do to save money. And you hit on some things right off the start. I can see how this can help put more money into the household and in the folks' pockets. Another thing I think that people get caught up in, a lot of people really aren't aware of companies like yours that offer these types of things. And I want to give you a moment to expound and let everyone know how they can change from where they are right now and switch to something that's going to help them get control of their energy bill. And something that's going to make it easier for them. For those people who feel like they're trapped in and there's no way out, could you share with us a little bit of wisdom and as much detail as you want on what they can do to correct their situation so they can start saving more money?
That was excellent, Mr. Motivator. And one of the things I'd like to expound on is that right off the bat, I want people to understand that, first of all, there are many things that you can do in your home, in your business, that won't even cost you a dime to start saving energy and money. One of the first things that you can do is to set your thermostat at about 78 degrees, okay? What that does is that keeps your compressor from turning on and off throughout the heat of the day, but yet it keeps your inside environment at a livable temperature to where it's comfortable for everyone involved. Because it's the, and people don't realize this, when you constantly go back and forth to your thermostat and you change the settings on that, every time your condenser shuts off and turns back on, that's pulling a large amount of electricity every time that condenser pops on. So that's something that you need to be aware of. Other things that you can do that typically cost nothing for you or is a very minimal cost is to check your windows and your doors for any cracks or leaks where you don't have a proper seal. Because insulating your home is one of the easiest and most cost-effective ways of keeping an eye on your electric bill. So although our company is focused on trying to provide energy-saving solutions, starting with, as I mentioned earlier, energy-saving lights, tankless water heaters. There's a process that we call profitable recycling. I'm going to expand on that just a little bit right now. we call it profitable recycling because what it does is most people will take their cans or their paper and they'll put it in their recycle bin, which is good. That's great for your local cities and your local environments. But if you're a business owner and you are a manufacturer and you have waste byproduct that you can't reuse into your system, typically that waste has to be sent to a landfill. And if you're a business owner, then you have to pay tipping fees to have that disposed of. Well, as we all try to live a more sustainable lifestyle, we work with a process called Recycle Match. And what this does is this allows you as a business owner, so instead of taking your waste byproduct and sending it to a landfill and paying for it to go to a landfill, which landfills are bad for the earth, what this does is this takes your waste byproduct, puts it into our database, and then we find another company that is also looking for that material, but for a raw material standpoint. So we match your waste with another company that wants to use it as a raw material. So instead of you paying for your waste, another company buys your waste. So that's why it's a profitable recycling system. This is also on our website. Again, it's www.advancednrgsolutions.com. You can just put in ADVANCED space, capital letter N, capital letter R, capital letter G, and it'll give you a link on Google, Bing, whatever site you use. Another thing really quickly I'd like to try to bring up is that on our site, besides just the products and services that we provide, and the services and information we provide are free of charge, of course. We try to help you with your due diligence. But there are links on our site that also let you know, as an end user, that not only there are state incentives, but there are federal incentives that are provided by the government to you because of you improving your efficiency. So you, when you come to our website, we can also direct you to a site called Desire. That stands for Database for Incentives for Renewables. And that site will tell you exactly what each state in the United States will give you as far as rebates, which sometimes you can get rebates before you make a purchase. It'll also give you information on tax credits so that after you make a purchase, what can you write off on your taxes at the end of the year. And then the last part is not only the rebates and the tax credits, but there are incentive programs that are provided by each state and some federally. So what we try to do is we try to educate people so that they understand the many advantages that are made available to them by trying to live a more sustainable green lifestyle. I'm going to hand it back over to Mr. Motivator.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Henderson. I tell you, you are really enlightening me and our listeners with knowledge that has not been available for all of us. I know that there are a lot of young graduates out here, young men and young women who've recently graduated from a college or university, and maybe some from out of high school, and they're running into some challenges with trying to find a job. And I know your company is awesome, and I would like to give you a minute to give some ideas or to share if there's opportunities, employment opportunities with your organization and what they can do, those that may be out of work right now that are looking for a way to pay the bills and to keep the family maintained and function the way that it normally functions.
Those are excellent points, Mr. Motivator. And one of the things that we want to try to do is, when I was growing up, we were always taught to get a good education so that you can get a good job. Well, we've been shown these last few years that you can be highly educated, you can be highly motivated, and sometimes you can still have a problem finding a job. This is where your tenacity, your faith in God, knowing that God will provide for you, this is where this all comes to play. And for those new people that are entering the workplace, the best advice that I can give to you is to find an area in your life that you enjoy doing, something that even if you weren't compensated for, meaning you got paid for, that you would still enjoy doing it. If, in fact, you can align yourself up with something that you enjoy doing, that just makes the process of working and providing and doing the things that you have to do as an adult, it just makes it that much easier. Now, one of the things that we try to do to promote an entrepreneurial spirit among not only young people, but other people that are just finding that corporate America or the jobs that they're looking for just have not been meeting their needs. Well, people, it's time to shake up and think outside the box. It's now start thinking about, what is it that I really enjoy in life? What is it that is a passion of mine? And it's time to start thinking of stepping out on faith, doing things on your own, creating your own businesses and companies. And it doesn't have to be something really complicated. You know, you can start out with something as small as getting a lawnmower and a brush and walking around and building up a clientele and doing yards. There's also programs like something that I'm going to bring up because Mr. Motivator asked about whether or not there were opportunities in our facility. One of the things that we do is we provide not only educational information to the listeners out there and those that come to our website, but we also provide revenue-generating opportunities, meaning that you can be compensated by our company, Advanced Energy Solutions, by acting as an advocate or, in fact, putting us in contact with other businesses that may use the services that we provide. And, in fact, if we close that business, and we keep you involved in the loop of that process, then we would pay you a finder's fee for the business that was solved on that. So that's something that we want people to know that's available to them. We'll pay 5% to 10% finder's fee on any business that we close that's a direct result of you putting us in contact with that business. Now, there's other avenues that are also available that will allow you to also start to build your own business. On my website, again, that's Advanced NRG Solutions, www.advancednrgsolutions. There are certain products that we have that we will allow you to become an affiliate of our website, meaning that you can sign up, register, we will create your own website under your name, and then you can sell the products that some of the products that we sell under your own company. And that way you start your own company from an affiliate standpoint. And anyone that has questions about this, there's a contact tab on our website. We'd be happy to talk to people about different ideas to spur on their entrepreneurial spirit and to give them information about how they can be a part of our affiliate program and earn money that way. So there's money to be earned on your own. There's money to be earned through a finder's fee. And then there's money to be owned by becoming an affiliate and starting your own business. So these are the things that we like to try to promote. These are the things that we want to let young people, old people, anybody that's just wanting to try to make a difference in their life, to let them know that there's different avenues. Because one thing that I want to get a point to everyone is that we all start at one point. We're all trying to get to some destination. And don't worry if your path is different than the next person's, just like on a roadmap. You know, you've got a starting point, you've got a destination point, but you have many ways to get to your destination. So be blessed. Contact with any questions that you may have, and we'd be very happy and look forward to discussing all the different energy-saving opportunities that we can provide and also help you on your path, your direction, to spur on your entrepreneurial spirit. Thank you very much for your time.
Mr. Henderson, I really thank you for sharing so much with us today, and I hope that our audience is paying attention. I hope everyone is taking notes, because you are just an awesome, awesome man. And also, I want to elaborate. I don't want to mess with, but I did have the opportunity to visit, to see your beautiful home sitting out there on the lake, and you inspire me. I mean, you inspire Mr. Motivator. I've never seen you negative. You're always positive, and your son. And could you share with us, what is it? What did you do that allows you to have such an awesome attitude and about life, and why you carry yourself the way you do all the time?
Well, Mr. Motivator, I want to thank you for that, but I also want to be real with the listeners and let them know that you can't have the sunshine without the rain. So I'm very fortunate, and Mr. Motivator is fortunate that he's caught me basically on my sunny days. So I don't want the listeners to think that I don't have rainy days and that sometimes I don't have the best attitude. But he did bring up the fact that I do try to keep a positive attitude, and part of the reason why is because, one, just as you are, my spirit was given to me by God, just as your spirit was given to you by God. So I make it a point to try to treat my spirit the best way possible so that my spirit can shine and give off a good feeling to the next spirit that I come in contact with. Now, as far as he mentioning me being a father, that's also a motivator for me to try to lead by example. I have a young son. He's 14 years old. And to me, I think the best way to lead a child is for this child to follow an example. And so I try to make sure that even before he was walking and he's older than the age he was now, that he saw me reading books instead of sitting down and watching television. He saw me outside getting physical exercise and doing different things. So people don't realize that children are sponges and they duplicate their environment. So if you sit down and you eat unhealthy food and watch TV all the time and you're grumpy and gripe, you're going to pass those characteristics on to the people that are around you. And so I want to try to be as much of a representative or an ambassador as I can. And so I do that not only for me, I do that to try to represent all the black men that are on the planet, and I do that to try to be a good example as a father and a husband. That's about it. That's the motivator.
Thank you, Mr. Henderson. You're an awesome guy, and I love you and your wonderful family. All of you are just so gracious, and I mean, it's great, and it's awesome just to know someone like you and to have you for a friend. And thank you. I know you're busy. You're traveling all the time, and sometimes we pass each other, and you're in a rush. But I'm so glad that you took time to get into the city and make it out here to the studio to be on my show today. And I just want to thank you for coming out. And also, I noticed everybody pulls up at the set, I have to peek out and see what they're driving. And that is an awesome automobile that you're driving, and it's shining beyond all other cars out in the parking lot. And so I want to get me a car like that one day when I grew up like you. And is there anything else before we end the show you would like to share? I know you gave out a website. Also, do you have some numbers that you'd like to give out or fill it up with any inquiries that you think people may have? Because that's why we had this show today. We know people are talking, and I asked Mr. Henderson to come in and be on the show because we want to get beyond just talking. We want you to get some answers. We want you to be able to do and succeed. So for those of you that have your paper and your pens out, we're going to give Mr. Henderson an opportunity to give you the website again and the phone number and maybe give you a light man on a question or two that you may want answered.
Okay. Again, this is Andre Henderson. The company is Advanced NRG Solutions. Our website is www.advancednrgsolutions.com. We want you to call us at 972-412-2822. Leave any messages. Ask questions about energy-saving devices or things that you can do at no cost. We're open to here to help you. God bless.
Well, folks, that's it for today. We'll see you the same time next week, same place, right here on the Mr. Motivated Show. Dare to dream, keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life. And also, you can follow me on Twitter. That is at C Mr. Motivator. The letter C as in Kyle, MRMOTIVATOR. And also, you can check out my website, which is DwightJeffrey.blogspot.com. Again, thank you, folks, for tuning in. We love you. Look forward to seeing you again next week. Have a great weekend, everyone. This is Mr. Motivator signing off.
So how is my